So with that, Viren's going to stand up and he's going to read our scripture today, John 15, 13.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
Thank you, Viren. Of course, we're using that scripture today because it is Memorial Day weekend. I want to share a story, true story. It goes like this. This is following a Sunday morning worship service. An Eastern European country that this man was visiting, he says, my host took me to lunch at a restaurant, an outside restaurant. Upon arrival, we noticed there was a line of newlywed couples, and they were wearing their wedding attire. They were approaching a nearby tomb of an unknown soldier. All these couples that were getting married. Here they are. That's one of the happiest days of their lives, this most special day of their life. And what did they do? They intentionally include remembering the sacrifices of those that fought for freedom. It was a sobering sight, the man said, to see these couples take pictures by this memorial. And then at the end, as they laid the flowers down at the bottom of the base of that memorial, but they were the wedding flowers of these couples. I want you to keep that in mind as I go through this message today. And again, like I said, it is Memorial Day weekend. And to a lot of us, or some of us, Memorial Day weekend is, let's go to the beach, let's get out the boat, let's go up in the mountains, let's go swimming, let's go camping. Or it could mean just an extra day off. Or it could mean, oh, we're going to get to cook out. We're going to cook out and we're going to watch sports all weekend. Okay? But sadly for others, it means partying and driving under the influence on the roads, resulting in an increase in arrests and possible fatalities on the road. Memorial Day is based on the term to remember. Yes, we are to take this time and gather together as a community and as family and celebrate being together. But again, Memorial Day is for what? To remember. To remember. So today we're going to call it Memory Day. So what is it that we're specifically supposed to remember today? Well, we are to remember the courageous members of our armed forces, both past and present, who have died in military services in our country. So that would be grandparents, that would be fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, grandchildren, who have taken the oath to defend our country. That's what today is all about. So this doesn't mean that we all agree necessarily with the engagements in the past that the United States, this country, has engaged in when it came to war. It doesn't mean that we are in agreement with how those things took place. Some of us might not be in agreement today with the war issues that we find ourselves in today. But the thing is, we're here to remember those who have committed themselves to protecting us, to protecting this country, to the ultimate of sacrificing maybe their own lives. You know, such sacrifices make it possible for us to experience freedom. And as a pastor personally, knowing that our country, we can worship freely. We don't have to worry about police barging in and closing us down. We can worship freely. We should take that so seriously. You know, such places like communist China, they can't worship freely. They have what they call house churches. They're underground churches because they can't worship freely. It's illegal. So we know that freedom is precious because it costs so many lives for us to get that. And it's still costing us lives to keep it. Far too often, we take it for granted, and we take heroes for granted too. So what is a hero? We think of a hero you know, if I was to say to you, what is a hero? What's the first thing that kind of comes into your mind? Do you have an image in your mind of what a hero is? Well, some people might say a hero is an athlete who perfectly dunks a basketball. To them, that's a hero. Or someone might call a hero a person who can really get down on a guitar or really play a sax or whatever, and they call them a hero. Well, athletes and musicians, they may be famous, but they're not heroes. That's not what a hero is. A hero is someone who makes a difference and makes a sacrifice. Someone who thinks of other people before they think of themselves. A person who even is willing to die for one another. Now, I want to share this story. It says, on duty in Iraq in December 4th, 2006, Private First Class McGinnis was perched in a gunner's hatch of a Humvee when a grenade whizzed right past him and into the truck carrying four of his fellow soldiers. In a split second, McGinnis did the unthinkable. He shouted and warned the others and threw himself onto the grenade, taking the full impact of that grenade. He was killed immediately, but he saved the lives of the other four soldiers, whom he called my band of brothers. Now that's what we call a hero. McGinnis has been given the Silver Star, and they call it posthumously, which means after he passed away, but he was given the Silver Star, and he's also going to receive the Medal of Honor, which he probably has already received that. But it talks about McGinnis is that kind of person that we should all remember. We should all remember that on this special day to honor him, but honor so many other troops that are stationed, even not just the past, but now, that are stationed far away in Iraq or Afghanistan, or, you know, just throughout the world. Because we don't know if any of these men today are going to face the same thing that McGinnis faced, to make that sudden, quick decision to save someone else's life than their own. So when we think of not just the past, those that have already fought for our freedom, we think about those today who are there still doing the same thing so that we can keep that freedom. So go ahead. Go ahead and enjoy your barbecues, enjoy your fishing, enjoy your hunting, enjoy your walks, you know, being on the boat, being in the water. Enjoy all those times with your family and friends. But don't forget to remember that Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that he may lay down his life for a friend. And 2,000 years ago, before McGinnis made the choice that he made to lay down his life, we know Jesus voluntarily surrendered to a Roman cross and died for our sins. He sacrificed his life. He made the choice so that we could have the hope of heaven and know the meaning of life. Without that, without his sacrifice, we would be lost. It would be literally hopeless. There would be no future for us, no future. So that is one thing that we want to remember. And I want to close with this morning. I know we're really early today, but I wanted to keep it to the point today. All of us have a cause to be thankful for others who have sacrificed the fullness of their life to bring us our freedom. And you know, none of these sacrifices are unimportant. They're all important, every one of them. But neither of these sacrifices are most important. And what I mean is the most important sacrifice was done 2,000 years ago so that we could today somewhat celebrate, honor, reflect on those that did give us that freedom. But we can be free physically in this nation, but are we free in our spirit? Are we free in our soul? Are we free? That's what Jesus did. He set us free from the captives of the devil. So not only do we need to realize Memorial Day that we have been set free physically in this nation, but we also have been set free and we've been delivered because of what Christ did, the sacrifice that Christ made. Lastly, in Colossians, 1 Colossians, it says, which we're going to do in July, communion. It says, whenever you eat this bread and drink in this cup, proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So when we take communion, what are we doing? We're remembering the sacrifice that Christ made for us. But that should be something that we should do every day. Every day we should be thanking God. And I don't know about a lot of you, I'm on Facebook a little bit every day, and there's got to be at least one on there that talks about, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for a new day. And it's always a positive, a prayer, thanking the Lord, showing gratitude. And that's what we need to do, is make that a daily part of our life, showing God our gratitude and our faithfulness. And how did God show his love for us? He showed his love for us by sending his son Jesus. How do we show him our love? By being faithful and going on and serving him and doing what he's called us to do. Amen? Amen. Cheryl, you want to come up? In closing, as she gets ready, gracious God, as we come to the end of this memorial service today, Father, we pause to reflect on the legacy and the honor of those who fought for our country. Thank you for the freedom that we enjoy. Thank you for the peace that we have. Thank you for the brave men and the women that gave all to protect it. We remember with gratitude the sacrifices made, the courage shown, and the love that fueled their service to this country. And Father, we pray for these families today who have loved ones who have fought for this country. We ask that you comfort them and bring peace to them today, and that their loved one, they fought for our freedom, and that they made a legacy for themselves. And Father, we thank you that they are with you. And we also remember those still serving, Father, as we ask for your protection over them and guide them as they face their duties to defend and protect this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.